Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Thank you guys for listening on the terrestrial stations outside of our, through in the surrounding area of Spokane, 96.5 FM and AM 630. And of course, our live streaming listeners, especially those outside the wire. Today, I want to get right into this immediately. The content of today's show is going to be three presentations, three speeches that were given by Representative Matt Shea, from District 4, formerly Eastern Washington. Today it's Liberty. And you will hear that declared boldly. This is very exciting. The second presentation or the speech will be given by a former Spokane County Councilman Caleb Collier, great patriot, also very involved in the John Birch Society, which we are very supportive of. And then in segment two today, I want to present to you the speech that was given by Pastor Matt Bauer, also from Liberty, in Zilla specifically. But this was it wasn't a huge turnout because it's a work day and a lot of people chose to save the money and time, and they watched the live stream of this. And on top of that, there was a huge rally of 1,200 supporters on the other side of the Capitol at the exact same time, protesting the forced vaccination laws. So there's, you know, half of Liberty State supporters are over on the other side standing up against that. So there's a lot of patriots in the fight. So it's really encouraging. But the quality was superior to the quantity in this case, absolutely. Where all the heavy lifting and heavy work is happening is in Liberty State. You folks on the ground at the county level, you're flat sweeping it. I would say your marching orders are this. After you get your grassroots base built up, and that's happening, these meetings are like 100, 110 people, 120 people, at these meetings at the county level. But now it's time to reach out to your elected officials. And now it's time to put them on notice because 73% of you support Liberty State. And if they are not actively on board, if they're sitting back with their arms crossed to see if it's going to be popular and they're not taking a leadership role, and this is already happening, you need to put them on notice that if they do not support Liberty State, you will work tirelessly to replace them. You will find a replacement for them who will get on board with this. Now, as I say that, a word of caution, you also need to encourage them when they do the right thing and send letters to them saying, thank you so much for that presentation you gave. Thank you for speaking out. Thank you for that letter that you wrote. Thank you for responding. We're so happy to have you on board. So encourage them. Don't just make it threatening. But also let them know if they absolutely refuse to actively support Liberty State and be vocal about it, you're going to replace them. That's my take. Okay, so we're running out of time. I don't know if I'll be able to get a chance to get through all three of these all the way, but whatever we get short on, I will upload as a separate audio file for you guys to listen to at RadioFreeRedoubt.com and our Podbean site where you can download these. So, before I do, though, the first one's going to be Caleb Collier's presentation. Excellent, dead-on Declaration of Independence laid out and the articulation of grievances. But I also wanted to note that present for this rally were Representatives Kelly Chambers, Representative Joe Schmick, Mary Dye, Bill Jenkins, Jim Walsh, Bob McCaslin, and then also the miners president, the Miners Association, Scott Brown. He also spoke. Of course, Representative Matt Shea was there, several veterans there, and Lady Liberty, myself, and a whole host of other patriots that are in the fight. So very exciting. So without further ado, Caleb Collier, former city councilman from Liberty State in Spokane Valley.
Thank you. Did you all know that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez only writes in lowercase? It's true. It's because she hates capitalism. As Alan said, I'm Caleb Collier. I'm a former Spokane Valley City Councilman. But more importantly, I work for the John Birch Society. My partner over here, Chuck Beck, has a table set up, and we would love for you to come on over, check out a number of our books and magazines and documents, and you can see how the John Birch Society has been truly fighting for the cause of liberty for 60 years. So please stop on by after the event. You can talk to either Chuck or I. Our founding fathers understood the universal truth of liberty, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We here have met as a body. Two or more are gathered. Nature's God is with us, and we righteously declare liberty upon our land. If these truths are indeed self-evident, that we the people are endowed by our Creator with the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then we demand the government stops treading on those rights. We have suffered a long train of abuses. Despotism has reared its ugly head. Our list of grievances is long, and the time has come for us to alter our government. Thomas Jefferson described 27 facts of abuse in the Declaration of Independence. Many of them retain their validity to this day. See, times may change, but tyranny remains the same. Some of these include, forgive me, I'll have to take out my pocket constitution. A refusal to the assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Erecting a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. That one certainly rings true today. And for imposing taxes on us without our consent. Now, brothers and sisters of liberty, you and I could expand upon these grievances, for the list of abuses are legion. Even now, I suspect many of you are formulating your own list of abuses suffered at the hands of this tyrannical state. But now is not the time for pity or mourning, for this is a day of celebration. On this day, we throw off our shackles of serfdom and proclaim that a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Let this day be our Declaration of Independence, the unanimous declaration of the 20 United Counties of Liberty State. I declare, Washington State, you can have your tyranny. We'll take liberty.
All right. Outstanding. Outstanding. And then now, without further ado, Representative Matt Shea.
Representative Shea from Legislative District 4 coming up.
How's everybody doing? Liberty! I love it! Liberty! Matt, so, hey, if the British aren't going to Brexit, we're going to Lexit, right?
Yeah!
Right? Gracious, they can't get their act together over there. They've delayed it now to like April 12th or something. Whatever. It's supposed to be today. Come on. This is why we broke off from England, I think, right? Because they couldn't get their act together. All right. So, hey, I want to introduce a few representatives that are here. They're not going to be speaking, but that support what we're doing. First of all, from the 9th Legislative District, two of the most fierce property rights defenders in all of Washington State, Joe Schmick and Mary Dye. Raise your hands. There you go. also from the 16th Legislative District, Prosser, Washington. He's actually one of the guys that sits next to me on the floor and actually makes sure I vote right. Okay? Bill Jenkins. Go ahead and raise your hand, Bill. And when I'm done, we're going to bring up somebody very special who I can see in the back clapping lonely right now. All right. So, I want to just talk a little bit about our foundations. And my entire speech is pretty simple. I am tired of downtown Seattle politics, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I want to just talk. I don't normally read speeches, but there's a couple parts of this I just want you to hear. You know, we are a Judeo-Christian country. That's where our foundations come from. They are. And I don't think we should be ashamed of that, because it was those foundations that allowed for freedom to happen. And there was a group of people in the 20th century who, based on the writings of an anti-Christian, anti-Semitic guy named Karl Marx, thought we could do it differently with communism. And it ended up being the bloodiest, tyrannical century in the history of the world because of that. But then there were some folks in Venezuela who said, hey, you did your communism wrong. We want to try something different. Right? Right? And now we're seeing in Venezuela the fact that they're living years on now, by the way, with food shortages, no freedom, guns being confiscated, and now a massive power outage that's blacked out the entire country. And they're still saying, hey, let's try socialism now here in Washington, right?
Nope.
We can do socialism better, right?
No.
That's not our values, beliefs, culture, tradition, and heritage. It's just not. I believe in individual liberty, and there's something great about individual liberty. It's scary because you could fail. But you know what? That's what motivates us to succeed.
Yeah.
I want to read something from the atheist communist Chinese because I love quoting him. All right, so we studied everything we could from the historical, political, economic, and cultural perspective. Now, this is the Beijing Academy of Sciences. At first, we thought it was because you had more powerful guns than we had. Now, I want to stop there. They're trying to figure out in this study what makes the West great, okay? At first we thought it was because you had more powerful guns than we had. Then we thought you had the best political system, but that wasn't it either. Next we focused on your economic system, but in the past 20 years we realized that the heart of your culture is your religion, Christianity. That is why the West has been so powerful. The Christian moral foundation of social and cultural life was what made possible the emergence of capitalism and then the successful transition to democratic politics. We don't have any doubt about this. Even China knows why.
Woo!
Yeah, let's give China a round of applause for getting it right for once. Look, I don't bear downtown Seattle any ill will. I really don't. Let them experiment with socialism, but darn it, let us experiment with liberty.
Woo!
Let us experiment with liberty. And like I said, a state should represent the basic culture, traditions, values, and heritage of a people. And right now, I don't feel represented by downtown Seattle, right, and their values. And let me just read off a few, okay? See if you agree with these, all right? They always say in Olympia that we need to be one Washington, okay? Well, here's what one Washington means. It means confiscating your mining claims or making it so you can't even mine from your mining claims. Do you share those values, traditions, culture, and heritage?
No.
How about showing pornography to our children under the guise of education? Do you share that value?
No.
I don't. How about attempting to ban the right to bear arms or make it so darn hard you can't even own a firearm? Do you share those values?
No.
How about attempting to ban the right of free speech on our college campuses? Do you share those values?
No!
How about taking away parental choice? And by the way, if you haven't seen the article out of Arizona, this is where it's headed. Do you see what happened to those parents down in Arizona? A SWAT team busted down their door, seized their children because one of their kids had a high fever, a fever which broke, and they didn't take them to the hospital. Think about that for a second. Do you want to see that here in Washington?
No!
How about trying to mandate vaccines against our will?
No!
How about tearing apart limb from limb babies in the womb?
No!
How about allowing the destruction of our private property by introducing wolves or whatever other regulations are going to take away our private property? Does that sound like your values?
No!
How about restricting our ability to prosper by taxing the good out of us with B&O taxes and higher property taxes or low-carbon fuel standards that are going to raise a gallon of gasoline price by 20 cents? Does that sound like your values?
No!
How about free heroin needles? Does that sound like your values? How about allowing homeless camps to wreak havoc in most downtown areas on the west side of the state? Does that sound like your values?
No!
How about calling us ingrates and hicks and ignorant sodbusters from the east side that should be grateful for the beneficence of downtown Seattle?
No!
No, that doesn't sound like it either. Or how about just simply this, what Jim Walsh was saying? Just telling us that they think they know better than we do how we can live our lives. I don't want to live in a place like that, do you?
No.
So when we talk about freedom and when we talk about liberty, I think we just need to be completely unashamed. Completely unashamed that if we go forward from this date, that people that say, it's never going to happen, Matt, you're never going to split the state, that we just say, wait a minute, it's already happening.
Yeah.
We don't have a choice. And oh, by the way, for those of you that have ever worked in construction, it's easier to build a new house than it is to remodel one.
Yeah.
And for those critics that are out there, I just want to say this. Theodore Roosevelt said it better than I did. It is not the critic who counts. It's not the man who points out how the strong man stumbled or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who knows the great enthusiasms and the great devotions and spends himself in a worthy cause, and who at his worst knows the triumph of high achievement, and who at his best, even if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls that know neither victory nor defeat. I am sick and tired of people saying, I don't want to risk success. That idea is hateful to Americans. My ancestors that came over to this country, if they thought that way, would have drowned in the ocean coming from Ireland.
Yeah.
I want to live free so my grandkids live free.
Amen.
Don't you?
Yes.
Don't you? And I'll just end with this, because I'll get wound up, because we got to go vote on the budget here. And by the way, I mean, just $9 billion more, and they still have to raise taxes. I mean, does that share? No, that's not our values.
Oh, so, no.
You hold on to your pocketbook, too, while you're walking around here today, all right? Look, this is simply, for me, I think it's summed up in one line, and I was actually thinking about this last night, that I would rather die and fail in the pursuit of freedom and liberty than live in the bondage of tyranny.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I know all of you share that. And I really kind of, I have a love-hate relationship with technology, because people are like, oh, I don't need to show up. You guys are going to live stream it. You got to show up. Whoever's listening online, you got to show up, okay?
Woo!
Make a difference. Look, I want to thank everybody out here that has been volunteering and all the teams that are forming across Eastern Washington. 23,000 people have been surveyed over the last 3 years, 72% support. We are the majority. This is going to happen. We're going to see Liberty State in our lifetime, and it's going to be us that's going to do it. God bless you guys, and thank you for being here today. All right.
All right. This segment brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, for your custom Kydex holster and magazine carrier needs, made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. We'll be right back with Pastor Matt Bauer when we come back. Hi, I want to take a moment to let you all know about a great offer that will put up-to-the-minute intelligence and breaking news in your hands, often minutes or hours before you'll hear about it on the news or anywhere else. The director of Alerts USA and the editor of The Threat Journal, Steve Oxtokolnis, is offering a discounted subscription to all of you as listeners of Radio Free Redoubt and members of AMRON. The Alerts USA subscription is normally $99 a year, but if you click on the Alerts USA banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com or Amron.com, that will take you through to a page where you can subscribe for just $75. Whether it's a natural disaster, active shooter, terrorist attack, or other rapidly developing security or emergency situation, you'll be among the first to know. Information is king, but accurate and timely information is priceless. I not only use Alerts USA, I count on it. However, if you're not able to pay for a subscription at this time, then you can still sign up for the free Threat Journal email subscription to get weekly intelligence briefs and stay in the know on what occurred in the previous days. Again, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or Amron.com and click on the Alerts USA banner. This is segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt, and as I feared, we are going to be out of time. So I'm going to give you a teaser by playing just as much as I can of Pastor Matthew Bauer, Matt Bauer. And then we are going to get those. I'm going to get all of these speeches put together, and they're going to be uploaded to libertystate.org. So be checking that this week, probably toward the end of the week. Next week, I'm going to have a super busy week. So we want to make all of those available to you. And also check out libertystate.org for the pictures, images. And I'm also going to work on the video that I shot of the event, so you'll be able to see that as well, and that'll be added to the video collection over there at libertystate.org. Okay, so here we are with Pastor Matt Bauer out of, I keep wanting to say Pastor Matthew Cummings, but this is Pastor Matt Bauer. We got too many Matts. So here we go, from Zilla Liberty. Oh, and before I forget, I want to thank our sponsor, Riverfront Suites, for sponsoring segment two of this week's show, riverfrontsuites.com, located about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. Check them out, riverfrontsuites.com.
Well, I'm a pastor, so you're going to hear Jesus.
Amen. Woo! We love Jesus.
Good. One of the primary tasks of a minister of the gospel is to give moral clarity to the issues of the day through the lens of Scripture. Pastors need to rise up again from the pulpit, clearly defining what the Scripture has to say about moral, legal, cultural, and religious issues. Let me begin by quoting a patriot pastor, Charles Turner of Duxbury, when he explained the point of view of pastors in 1773. He said, quote, "The scriptures cannot rightly be expounded without explaining them in a manner friendly to the cause of freedom," end quote. Here are just a few scriptures friendly to the cause of freedom. Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." John 8:32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Proverbs 14:34, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." As 19th century historian J. Wingate Thornton said, quote, "To the pulpit, the Puritan pulpit, we owe the moral force which won our independence," end quote. In this vein, it is wholly right and proper to address the Christian foundations of the principles of government. Proverbs 22:28 says, "Do not remove the ancient landmarks which your fathers have set." End quote. It's my opinion that Washington State has made a very significant shift in the last number of decades, a shift away from our God-given freedom of religion, biblical morality, and the principles of government. As a minister, I agree with Moses Parson when he says, quote, "Watchmen upon the walls must not hold their peace. They must cry and not spare, must reprove what is amiss and warn when danger is approaching," end quote. Our elected officials need to be reminded of their duties and responsibilities again. In 1754, Pastor Jonathan Mayhew declared, quote, "Rulers derive their power from God and are ordained to be his ministers for good," end quote. The founders of this state and the nation, though not all Christian, understood the principle. They were able to choose a form of government based on biblical principles that civil government should be minimal. Thomas Bonnard in 1763 said, quote, all power has its foundation in compact or mutual consent, that is constitution, or else it proceeds from fraud or violence, end quote. Our state constitution and our national founding documents recognize the sovereignty of God, but even those who are not Christians still understand that there is a binding of the law upon the governments and the people. In the words of Rutherford, lex rex, or the law is king. It is not the king as law. But wait, there's more. We have moved the ancient landmarks that our fathers have set. We have moved the ancient landmark of sovereignty and the preamble to the Washington State Constitution. Anybody read the Washington State Constitution? Its preamble says it places the sovereignty of God fully in the hands of God. It says, we, the people of Washington State, grateful to the supreme ruler of the universe for our liberties, do ordain this Constitution. That's God. Grateful to the supreme ruler of the universe for our liberties. In addition, the Declaration of Independence recognizes that we are endowed by our Creator by certain unalienable rights. Our rights come from God.
Well, I knew it. We were going to run out of time, but that's okay. This is worth listening to. So once again, I want to remind you guys to go to libertystate.org to find out how you can get involved. I know that Lady Liberty is just chomping at the bit to put out another PSA, public service announcement. So be looking forward to that. And join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast, RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Now, as you guys are listening to this right now, we are at the Puget Sound Preparedness Expo. I had to pre-record this so that you guys could get the updates there and share this with you. And then if you have time, come down and visit us at the Puget Sound Preparedness Expo. And I'm going to be airing some of that for you tomorrow night. So you got that to look forward to if you're not able to make it. Anyway, God bless. You guys have an awesome weekend. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.